call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Here's mail call. One big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. In answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. With this mail call, we salute the rugged veterans of Burma, of China, and of India. And here on hand to streamline this salute is the gal who's lined up a terrific stream of listeners all the way from Brooklyn to Burma. Fellas, it's Frances Langford.
Thank you, Don, and hello out there, you flying tigers, you Ceylon tigers, and you British Burma rifles. The time has come for you men to call the shots on this mail call, and I have a GI directive to turn up with a sentimental little ballad called I'll Be Seeing You. Music, please, Sergeant Mike.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the the chestnut tree, oh, wish you well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's bright and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll see you in the morning sun, and when the night is blue, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Pleasure to introduce to you a man of many talents. Among his other accomplishments, he is one of the world's foremost authorities on growing tobacco. May I present Professor Plantation Colonna. Well, Professor, as a man who owns some of the country's largest tobacco plantations, what have you got to say for yourself?
Anybody got a cigarette?
Stop joking, Professor. We're interested in your experiences. Tell us, how do you grow all that tobacco?
Woman, you're speaking of the mustache I love.
Well, how do you go about manufacturing the cigarettes, Professor?
Well, first of all, you get just the right mixture. I threw in a half a cup of tobacco, a small bale of hay, 100 pounds of dandelion, some broccoli, and 3 old chews.
You mix all that together?
Yes. Tell me, does your cigarette taste different lately?
That you're a big coffee grower, too.
Well, yes, I've got acres and acres of coffee trees, and I've also got 2 cows.
2 cows?
Yes. like to grow my own cream for the coffee.
Well, where is your plantation, Professor Colonna?
Well, it's way down there in good old Caroline. Ah, Caroline, I can see your sweet face before me now. Caroline. Caroline. I miss you in the morning when old Bob White gives us call. Caroline. Caroline. I miss you in the evening when the evening sun is set upon. That's a Caroline. Caroline. I miss you when the moon beams upon the river I shine. Oh, can't you hear me calling? For you, Caroline, can't you hear me calling, Caroline? It's my heart a-calling, and I... Hurrah-bidda-dine, hurrah-dee-da-dee-da. Ah, Caroline, sweet girl of mine, your eyes, they shine with love divine. Oh, pressed to mine, your lips divine. Without to dine, partake of wine. If any swine did try to dine you, Caroline, I'd make the swine to drink iodine. For you are mine, and I am thine. You're just my kind. Do not decline, my love divine, or tears of brine will streak my spine. And when you sign on the dotted line, things will be fine, and I'll be fine, and your folks will be fine. Well, what do you know? I can't find a rhyme. Well, can't you hear my soul a-saying? Can't you hear my lips a-praying? Can't you hear me calling? What's the matter, you deaf or something? Caroline! Caroline, 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 won't you be mine? How do you answer me, Caroline? The song is almost over. Too late, it's over.
Thank you, Jerry. And every now and then, fellas, Mail Call surprises everyone and comes up with a musical celebrity of such fame and renown that he is known throughout the entire civilized world. Tonight we have a fellow whom many of you have heard in jungles which aren't civilized at all. I have reference to the global wanderings of that harmonica virtuoso, that incomparable maestro of the mouth organ, Signor Larry Adler.
Thank you very much, Francis, and I love the way you got through that incomparable word. I was a little worried about that. But where did you get that senior business?
Well, Larry, you're dark and Latin-looking. Hmm. I thought it would make you sound dignified.
Dignified? Mm. Me? Look, I don't want to bull the troops overseas, Francis. I know Bob Hope.
I know, Larry. You went overseas with Jack Benny. I understand he sold fake PX coupons to the Fuzzy Wuzzies in New Guinea.
That's a lie. That's a lie. Look, he only loaned them to him. He wouldn't do a thing
well,
like that.
Well, never mind, Larry.
He wouldn't.
You go right ahead and show the fellas why harmonicas were born. Fellas, Larry Adler and his arrangement of Holiday for Strings. Thank you. was beautiful. How about an encore?
All right, Frances, how about... thank you, too. How about Carrie dances?
Oh, it's well. Thank you, Larry Adler. Right about here, I'd like to let you in on a little interesting bit of information. A certain group of fellows over in India got to talking one day and dreamed up a little election. The idea was to pick the guy who most typified the average GI rookie and also the guy who best represented the popular conception of a top sergeant. By curious coincidence, both the winners are here tonight. And first, I'd like to present the typical top sergeant, William Demarest. Well, Bill, how do you feel about being selected as the tough, hard-boiled top kick?
To tell you the truth, Frances, I'm a little hurt. I don't know where anybody got the idea that I was a hard-boiled. Why, I'm as gentle as a lamb.
No kidding.
Why, I'm as quiet as a mouse. And if anybody thinks I'm not, I'll kick all his teeth straight down his throat. I'll punch him right in the nose. I'll break every...
Bill, don't lose your temper.
I never lose my temper.
Well, that's better. Now, just relax, because I want the fellas to meet the one they selected the saddest GI sack they'd ever seen. Sterling Holloway. Oh. Hello, Sterling.
Hello.
How do you feel about this big honor?
Oh, wonderful. You know, I'm always getting elected to something. Just last week, I took fourth prize in a He-Man contest.
Fourth prize? Who won the first three?
Frank Sinatra and his two sisters.
You know, as long as you two are here, and our typical rookie and our typical top sergeant, it gives me an idea. I was just wondering the other day how being a top sergeant will affect a fellow's life after the war. Let's take a look and find out.
Thank you.
Daughter. Daughter. Daughter!
Yes, Father, here I am.
When I blow that whistle, I want you to come running.
Well, I got here as quick as I could.
Well, remember the regulations. If you don't get here in 30 seconds, you're AWOL. Where's your mother?
Don't you remember after that dinner she cooked last night, you put her in the guardhouse.
The guardhouse?
Yes.
Well, let her out. I want to take a bath.
Dad, don't you think you're carrying this military discipline a little too far?
What do you mean?
Well, like Sundays, the way we walk to church.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, we're the only family on that block that goes, hop, two, three, four, hop, two, three, four.
Well, if you don't like it around here, why don't you get married?
How can I? You ruin all my chances with the fellas, making me wear those darn dog tags.
What about it?
Well, who wants a girl that tinkles every time she walks?
Cows get married, don't they?
Listen, Dad, I've got a new boyfriend coming here tonight. Please be gentle with him.
I'll be as gentle as I can. But naturally, they all flinch a little when I give them those typhoid shots.
Oh, that's probably him now. Come in. Hello.
Hello.
What?
I said hello.
Well, sound off. Let's hear what you got to say.
Oh, mercy. Look, I'm sorry for the way I look, but I had a terrible time getting up to the front door in the dark. I tripped over a log, and I tore my pants on a wire, and I fell into a mud hole.
Oh, Dad and his darn obstacle course.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty tough, but I finally got to the house. You know, there's a big leather bag out there with something soft underneath.
That's the mailman. He's been laying there for 2 weeks.
Gee, Sterling, I'm glad you knocked on the door instead of ringing.
Yeah, why?
The bell is a booby trap.
Look, maybe I'd better be running along now. I'll be back sometime.
Sit down.
I don't think I ought to stay. You see, I...
Sit down!
Gee, this is a comfortable Davenport.
Sterling, don't act so timid. Dad only likes guys that are rugged. So act tough.
Act tough, huh? Well, okay.
Hey! Yeah. What are you two whispering about?
Well, we're just... nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Don't let him bluff you. Act hard-boiled.
Yeah? Say, listen, bud. Now, I hate to talk like this in front of women, but... I'm a man that likes some rough action. How about you and me doing a little gambling?
Oh, gambling, huh?
Yeah.
Well, this is more like it. What would you like to do?
Well, how about a fast game of cards?
Okay, what'll it be? Stud, one card draw, blackjack, or red dog?
Well, I was sort of thinking a honeymoon bridge.
Honeymoon bridge. Well, well, that sounds very exciting. I suppose you also play spit in the ocean.
Oh, no, from where I live, it's too long a walk. By the way, got anything to drink?
Oh, you drink?
Oh, yeah, something awful. Worries my family to death.
Got the habit real bad, huh?
Yeah. You probably won't believe it, but I'm getting so that I drink that lemonade pits and all.
You mean you ain't never took a drink of hard liquor?
Oh, sure. Once when I was away on vacation, I took 2 whole sips of beer.
No. What happened?
Oh, it was terrible. I ran out and started directing traffic.
Well, lots of people have done that.
In Boulder Dam?
I can see that you're a regular terror.
Oh, my, yes.
That's what I thought. Here, have a chew of tobacco.
Gee, that looks pretty good. Has it got nuts in it?
I just want to see how good your aim is, son. I'm the best shot in the county. Now, just watch this. That's from 25 feet. Let's see you try.
Okay. Stand back. I'll try from 30 feet. I guess I shouldn't have worn my white suit.
Son, I'm going upstairs to play jacks.
Oh, gee, Franny. I don't think your father likes me.
Oh, never mind, Dad. I like you, Sterling. Come over and sit down on the love seat with me.
Okay.
There. Isn't it nice? Look how dim the light is.
Yeah, better turn it up. I can't see what's happening to Dick Tracy.
Oh, Sterling, isn't this comfy? Come on, let me hold your hand. No, not like that. Open it up.
What, and let my pet turtle get away?
Snuggle up to me, Sterling. Don't you realize we're all alone?
Yeah.
Sterling.
Yeah?
What are you thinking about?
That poor mailman laying out there for 2 weeks.
Oh, what's the matter with you anyway? Here we are on the love seat. Put your arms around me.
Yeah, well, like this?
That's the pillow.
Oh, I'm sorry, pillow.
Here, put one arm around my shoulder and put the other arm around my waist. That's right.
Yeah?
Now, hold me close.
Yeah?
Closer. Now, doesn't that do anything to you?
Yeah. Francie, gee, I feel something burning down inside of me.
You do?
Yeah. You know, I think I swallowed that tobacco.
Thank you, Sterling Holloway and Bill Demarest. And now, a return trip to the vocal department with Francis Langford. Francis sings good night wherever you are. Thank you very much. You know, I've been lucky enough to get to see and know American men and women in uniform in a number of overseas theaters.
Bob Hope and Jerry Colon and I found out a long time ago that every man likes to think that his particular spot is the toughest of the lot. And we heard some pretty good arguments. A sergeant in the Quartermaster Corps I talked to in the Aleutians told me that an Alaskan willow war blowing across Massacre Valley on Attu Island is the coldest breath of winter anywhere in the world. Then there was a Marine pilot in the South Pacific who confided in Bob that the particular hunk of tropics where his base is located was originally cut out to be Hades, but the devil himself couldn't stand the heat, so instead he moved underground where it was cooler to set up business. Well, against both of these pleasant outposts, one group of GIs I know will stack the part of the world where they're doing their job. I'm referring to the boys in Burma, India, and China. Anyone who's ever been anywhere in the area, anywhere from Karachi to Chongqing, from Michener to Kashmir, has learned what tough terrain and the elements can add up to. Wind and snow, desert and mountain, jungle and forest, and rain, rain, rain. If a kind of weather exists that the men down there haven't experienced in the last week, it's a cinch to come along tomorrow. But there's one thing sure, it'll come. And each man out there will go on doing his job, whether it's flying a transport over the hump, unloading cargo at Karachi, playing jockey to a bulldozer on the Lido Road, sweating it out in an advanced anti-aircraft post guarding an airbase in China, or flying a P-40 in combat over jungles where the guy who's down is a cinch to be the guy who's out. Without detracting in any way from the contribution being made in other theaters, I'd like to give a plug for the men in Burma, India, and China. They learned a long time ago that the overland road to Tokyo is going to be long and rough for foot soldiers and sky soldiers alike. But they're counting on getting there. And just between you and me, Tokyo, you're going to have the devil's own time trying to stop them.
That's it, fellas, the end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Francis Langford, Sterling Holloway, Jerry Colonna, William Demarest, Larry Adler, and yours truly, Don Wilson. This program is arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.